ਸਾਈਡ ਫੀਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਨਾੜ ਨੂੰ ਡਿੱਗਿਆ ਰਾਤੋਂ ਨੀ ਪੋਰਾ ਡਰਦੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਟੈਂਕਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਮੱਥੇ ਲਾਉਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਬੱਲਿਆ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਪਜਾਮੇ ਵੈਰੀ ਗਿੱਲੇ ਕਰਦੇ ਸਾਡਾ ਸਾਰਾ ਗਿੜੀ ਤੱਕੇ ਇਤਿਹਾਸ ਪੜ ਲਓ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਖੜਦੇ ਪਹਾੜ ਦੇ ਵਾਂਗੂ ਅੜਦੇ ਉਹ ਜੇ ਤੂੰ ਸੁਣਨਾ ਖੜਾਕਾ ਅਸਲੀ ਉਹ ਗੰਨ ਦਾ ਬੁੱਕ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ ਕਰਾ ਦੇ ਭਰਦਾ ਓਏ ਕੰਨ ਦਾ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਖੜ
judged he was not properly fulfilling his mandate to appoint members to vacant positions of various bodies. Those included the Sexual Misconduct Standing Committee and the Sustainability Coordinator. Counselors and witnesses discussed the issue at hand for roughly 3 hours in the CSU offices as they were snacking on popcorn. Only 2 counselors voted in favor of the motion. This meant that Kalafatidis kept his position as General Coordinator. Christopher Kalafatidis says he is satisfied.
I'm very happy with the outcome, obviously, because I can't wait to continue doing the great things that I was doing for the students.
Counselors voted against the motion because many were under the impression that the allegations were based on opinions and personal feelings rather than on facts. Maha Siddiqui was one of the counselors who brought up the motion. Although she voted yes, she still takes the outcome as a partial success.
My only end goal is that for these issues to be addressed. That is it.
Siddiqui thinks that having brought those allegations to discussion is already a small step towards change. However, she remains pessimistic.
There's 3 months left, and his duty, his priority, is to the students. And it's unfortunate when that gets undermined by his own personal agendas.
In the meantime, Kalafatidis said the impeachment process showed major flaws in the CSU that he is willing to address before the end of his term. For CGLO News, I'm Jada Bukasim.
In Montreal news, an apartment complex fire in NDG has left 50 tenants in the street on Saturday night. Luckily, everyone in the 17-unit building was evacuated with no reported injuries. Tenants were also quick to find a temporary place to stay with family or friends. Over 100 firefighters were on the scene Saturday night, spending nearly 5 hours to contain the fire in the Côte Saint-Antoine building.
In an update to Wet'suwet'en affairs, an agreement is in the works between hereditary chiefs and Canadian ministers regarding land rights. The agreement is in line with a Supreme Court decision from 1997, which recognizes Indigenous title to land. Canada and Wet'suwet'en hereditary chiefs still remain divided regarding pipeline construction. Stories today.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Thank you for joining us tonight on In the Garage, right here at CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Cole, joined as always by my good friend, Matt.
Hey, how's everyone doing tonight?
And tonight we have a really exciting show. We're actually doing covers, so the song selection process for this week was a little different because usually whereas we can just kind of pick whatever mood we're feeling or whatever particular genre just kind of what we feel like listening to for that specific night. Tonight we were a bit constricted. Well, not, I don't want to say constricted, but we had these self-imposed rules to abide by, and it was certainly interesting for me. I don't know about you, if you had any difficulty finding covers, especially for the Canadian content.
I think the Canadian content was probably the one that I had the most trouble with. I think you just have to make sure that you check off some of the required guidelines, but other than that, I think it was cool. It was fun just looking at different covers and thinking, you know, what could be cool to play, because I think covers are an interesting thing, because you could take a song and sort of reimagine it in a different way, maybe a different style.
Yeah.
And hopefully I think we can showcase that with some of the song selections we have for tonight.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, some of the songs we chose, I actually had no idea that some were covers. Like, I learned this while researching songs for the playlist tonight. So it was definitely interesting. We have a Crystal Castle song coming up later, which I think we both found out was a cover.
Yeah, yeah. I was surprised to learn that too.
Yeah. What else? Oh, yeah. today's kind of like the first month. It marks actually like in 2 days or so. It's been a month since we started the show.
That's true. Well, this is our fifth episode now.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to count days, because February is a shorter month.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is 1 month of In the Garage.
It's exciting.
Very.
What have you taken from this experience?
I'm
going to need a 500-word MLA cited paper on my desk.
Can I get back to you next week with that?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Good. Because I think it's time we break into some songs.
For sure, yeah. So coming up right now, we have a cover of The Cramps by Canadian band Metz. So this is Call of the Wig Hat right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Wait until hell. Tune in to Ashes to Ashes for your weekly dose of modern pop in all its forms, whether it be synth pop, electropop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. on CGLO 1690 AM in Montreal and online at cglo.com.
On April 21st, synth-pop artist Porches will be performing in Montreal at Bar Laritz. Don't miss the chance to see him live, performing songs off his latest album, Ricky Music. Tickets on sale at blueskiesturnblack.com.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to In the Garage right here on CJLO 1690 AM. That was I Can't Get No Satisfaction, originally by the Rolling Stones, but this one was a cover from Devo. And then before that, we had The Killing Moon, originally by Echo and the Bunnymen, and that was a cover by Pavement. I actually realized that last week I forgot to name some of the songs. So if any of you folks out there are curious, we have a Spotify that you can follow. It's In the Garage 1690, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
On Spotify. So you can check out all of our playlists, all of our previous ones, if you'd like. So on the topic of covers, Matt and I were discussing covers that we like and covers that we aren't quite fond of. So I know you have a, I don't know if it's a hot take, but you have a take. So.
Maybe some people consider it a hot take, but I really strongly dislike the No Doubt cover of It's My Life by Talk Talk.
Well, you're a big Talk Talk guy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I really love Talk Talk.
Coming from someone who enjoys their work but is maybe not as familiar, I'll play devil's advocate here and I'll say the No Doubt cover is not so bad. I think it's a pretty what's the words are failing me right now. It's a decent cover.
I would say it's average at best.
Faithful is the word I was looking for. No?
I suppose. I'm not a fan of Gwen Stefani's vocal delivery.
Oh my god.
And I'm not really a fan of how the instrumentals are more bass driven than the heavy synths than the original.
That's fair.
But again, I guess I'm just a really big Talk Talk fan. Maybe I'm jaded.
No. It's fine. I understand when a band maybe makes a cover of an artist you're very fond of.
Yeah, you have certain expectations, and then maybe if they're not met, you get a little disappointed. But
yeah, it's only natural.
I guess it's weird too because given our age, it's not like Talk Talk was really relevant when we were younger.
No, I'd say the cover is more relevant.
I very vividly remember hearing the cover all over the radio as a kid, and then only years later did I actually hear the original.
Yeah, it was everywhere back in the day.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of No Doubt?
Not really.
No.
No. So maybe that also plays into it, I think. I'm not a very big No Doubt fan.
Well, fair. I wouldn't say I strongly enjoy the cover, but I guess I'm indifferent to it.
Okay, that's fair enough.
We also wanted to talk about covers, maybe. Okay, well, actually, what are some covers that you think are good?
Well, I'm actually a big fan of, the selection we have for this episode. I think we have some good covers lined up.
Yeah.
I also really like the Dinosaur Jr. cover of The Cure song You're Living All Over Me. It's just like heaven. Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, I'm a big Dinosaur Jr. fan, big The Cure fan. So, both of those coming together, it's great. And I really think it's a creative take on the song. It doesn't really try to imitate The Cure's more new wave, post-funk, gothic sound. They really stay original to the Dinosaur Jr., very, very heavy, distorted sound. And I think it's a really interesting take on the original song.
Yeah, I think a lot of the best covers take, something existing and they kind of put their own spin on it. The Devo song we just heard was actually a pretty good example of that. Yeah, I do agree that Dinosaur Jr. cover is a good one. There are actually lots of The Cure covers.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, they're just such a legendary band. I mean, I think The Cure makes music that I know for me personally, I really want to play myself. Like, I love, you know, trying to play Cure songs, just listening to them and kind of dancing around. I think there's just something so catchy and timeless about their music. It kind of motivates you in a way.
Mm-hmm, for sure. We should do a live cover of The Cure right now on air.
Maybe not this episode, but okay. We could get something lined up for the future.
Yeah, stay tuned. We actually have a Cure song coming up in a little bit. So,
that's true. But
stay
now
tuned.
We're going to get into our next song. This is Within You, Without You by Sonic Youth, originally by The Beatles, but this is a nice reimagining by Sonic Youth. So you're listening to In the Garage on CJLO 1690, and thank you for tuning in.
We were told these and I could drink off everything you have. Don't let our youth go to waste. We'll be right back.
And welcome back to In the Garage on CJLO 1690. That song you just heard was My Shadow by Pup, a cover of the J Redacted song. Before that, we had Don't Let Our Youth Go to Waste by Galaxy 500, originally by the Modern Lovers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's cool. And the original song is like 2 minutes long, but that's a 7 minute cover.
Stretched it out.
Yeah, they made it worth the while, though. I think it's a pretty cool song.
Yeah, it's really entrancing.
Yeah, and of course, before that, we had Within You, Without You by Sonic Youth, a very, very good cover of the Beatles.
It is, which, I mean, it's not surprising because Sonic Youth is, they rarely disappoint, but Beatles songs are hit or miss. I find most of the time a lot of them aren't done properly, but that one was done really well. It kind of captured the essence of the original, but gave it that Sonic Youth twist. Something else I wanted to say about Beatles covers. I don't like most of them.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line.
I think the problem with most Beatles covers is that I think people try too hard to sound like the Beatles. They try to sing like the Beatles. They try to play guitar like the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
They just try to make another Beatles song. And I think this whole point of doing covers and the spirit of doing a cover is to put your own interpretation on it. And that's why, yeah, I really like that Sonic Youth song or version of the Beatles, because, yeah, you really hear the Sonic Youth kind of signature sound with the distorted guitars, and it really sounds nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely did the song justice. Susie and the Banshees, they do some, I don't know how many Beatles covers they have, but I know they did Dear Prudence, which is a really good cover of that song. So check that one out.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. And also on the topic of the Beatles, we were discussing earlier covers that we'd like to hear, like dream covers. And one of them, are you familiar with the Beatles song, It's All Too Much? It's kind of like a deep cut.
No, I'm not, actually.
It's on like the Yellow Submarine album, but it's really like, for a song from like the 60s, it's pretty striking how similar it is to like, to Shoegaze.
Yeah.
Which would come later. It's kind of like a proto Shoegaze song.
I'll have to check it out then.
I don't know if any listeners will agree with that, but it's definitely unique sounding. So I would love to hear like a Shoegaze cover of that song. I was thinking about this earlier. I think if Sandy Alex G would do an Elliott Smith song, I think that'd be really cool.
Oh yeah, that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that being nice.
Do you have any covers you'd like to hear?
Yeah, well, I guess I brought it up earlier and kind of goes with what we've been talking about, but I think a Shoegaze cover of David Bowie's Space Oddity would be really cool.
Hmm.
I think it works especially well with that song because Space Oddity has like, it has so many different elements that you would see in space rock later on as a genre. It's like, yeah, like a proto space rock song, like the other Beatles song was a proto Shoegaze song that you just talked about. So I think it's it would be a pretty cool opportunity to do this like Shoegaze space rock cover of Space Oddity. I think it would work really well.
Yeah, I could hear that that transition from like, is it the chorus? But you know when he does the countdown.
Yeah, yeah.
That would work really well in like a Shoegaze.
Yeah, and there's like the kind of radio transmission sound effects throughout the song too. I think it would work really well. Yeah,
it would be cool. So get on it, Shoegaze artists.
We could do it ourselves.
Yeah, we should. We'll premiere it on the show.
Yeah.
So let's get to the next batch of songs. So up next we have Better Off Dead, a cover by Le Peste from Death From Above, 1979, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
So I'll sit around. don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you, it's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start, it's Friday, I'm in love. Saturday, wait. Sunday always comes too late. Friday, never hesitate. I don't care if Monday's black. Tuesday, Wednesday, heart attack. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Falling on bro- It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I answer.
Sold Out is your weekly destination for hot buttered soul, R&B, and funk. Hey man, if it's got a soul, I'm playing it on the show. Join me, Lou, every Monday at 8 p.m. for amazing playlists and occasional interviews with local emerging soul artists from the city.
Yeah, we got the feeling now. We got the feeling now.
Shut up, Al Green.
It's only soul, and it's only on CJLO Radio 1690 AM.
Miami, Mexico City, and Montreal. Three cities crossing the airwaves, showcasing the ladies behind the decks. Six female DJs, each playing 30-minute sets, coming together for International DJ on International Women's Day. Listen to the sounds of Mariana Diaz, Lady Oracle, Hits Wonders, House of Pris, Sugarface Belfo, and Mar of Noche Negra. On Sunday, March 8th, starting at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a live broadcast from CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, Orchid FM in Miami, and Radio PAX in Mexico City. That's International Women's Day, Día Internacional de la Mujer, Journée Internationale des Femmes, Sunday, March 8th, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 to 4 p.m. if you're in Mexico City, for a live audio streaming broadcast direct from CJLO, Orchid FM, and Radio PAX.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to CJLO 1690 in the garage. So that was Beach Bunny doing a cover of Ringtone by 100 Gex. And then prior to that, what was before that? Oh yeah, Yo La Tengo, Friday I'm in Love, and then Death From Above before that. So we're running out of time, so we're going to wrap it up. Any last comments?
No, not in particular. I think I had a lot of fun doing today's episode, though.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. So the next couple songs we're going to play are Not in Love by Crystal Castles, featuring Robert Smith of The Cure. It's a cover of Platinum Blonde's song, a Canadian new wave band. And then after that, we're going to be playing Wouldn't It Be Nice, a cover of The Beach Boys by emo band Chalk Talk. This one's for you, Aaron. I know you're a big Beach Boys fan, so I hope you like this one. I wanted to play Beach Fossil's cover of Young Lean's Agony too, but I don't think we're going to have enough time. But it's okay. Maybe another day. Maybe another day I can get my Young Lean on in the garage here on CJLO 1690.
Hey, if I manage to sneak in 100 Gex into the playlist, I think it's very possible.
It is. So be on the lookout for some Young Lean in the future. But for now, we have Not in Love by Crystal Castles and Robert Smith here on In the Garage. Thank you for listening with us, and tune in again next week. Same time, same place.
Bye-bye.
I saw your picture hanging on the back of my door. Won't give you my heart. No one lives there anymore. And we were lovers. Now we can't be friends. Fascination ends. Here we go again. Oh, 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 'cause it's cold outside. We'll be right back.
take a pill and go to sleep. I'm chasing witches in the street. I'm the last page in your book. Can't write a song, only two hooks. Watching horses in the fields. The dragon rests in agony. When I'm afraid I lose my mind. It's fun, it happens all the time. When I'm afraid I lose my mind. It's fun, it happens all the time. Isolation caved in. I adore you, the sound.